This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for August 2019. Our guests are esteemed teaching couple, Roland and Almeida Vamos. They are our radio show's 2019 Teachers Lifetime Achievement Award winners. They are concert violinists, violists, chamber musicians, spouses, parents of three children, and seven grandchildren. Their children and grandchildren are musicians too. Two of their children are also teachers. They have motivated and inspired over five generations of students to have successful futures as excellent performers, teachers, and thinkers. Roland and Almeida said they are passionate about their children and grandchildren, their students and teaching. They like to travel, vacation with family, and love being alive and working and having close friends and family, and hearing from former students like myself. While I was a student at the Juilliard School earning my bachelor's degree, I met Roland Vamos, who was working on his doctorate degree, and his wife Almeida. We were studying with William Linzer. Mr. Linzer thought so highly of Roland that he sent me to study with Roland that summer while the three of us had a job playing in an orchestra in upstate New York. That was the beginning of our friendship of over 40 years. Roland and Almeida, welcome to our show. Almeida, where were you born? And what were the names of your parents? And were your siblings musical too?
I was born in New York and raised in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where Alexander Hamilton lived and Yehudi Menuhin for a short time before I lived there. My father's name was Samuel Hyman, and my mother's name was Rose Krell Hyman. My father was a jeweler by trade. My parents made sure that all their children played an instrument and had lessons, even during the Depression period. They did not play themselves, but maybe because of their Russian Jewish heritage, they had a great love for music. My oldest sister was a very fine pianist and studied at Juilliard with James Friskin. My sister, who is 2.5 years older than me, is a wonderful pianist. She studied with Nadia Reisenberg and Carlo Zecchi in Italy when she was on a Fulbright scholarship. I played with both my sisters and still perform with Eugenia. My older sister, Beatrice Allen, died at age 97 and can be seen on YouTube playing a Bach fugue days before her death. My older sister taught at Juilliard Prep School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Eugenia taught at Manus College, where she had been a student.
At what age did you begin studying the violin, and what grade were you in?
I started violin at age 5. I must have been in kindergarten with a wonderful teacher down the block. Her name was Betty Poles. I studied with Vladimir Grofman after, and then with Misha Mishikov until I was 12 years old, and then with Louis Persinger after Mr. Mishikov left New York. All my teachers were inspiring and good. I was lucky.
Where did you attend college and graduate school?
I attended the Juilliard Prep School and then the college where I received my Bachelor of Science degree. And I received my master's degree from Western Illinois University, where my husband was teaching and conducting the orchestra.
Roland, where were you born? What are the names of your parents? And when did you begin studying the violin?
I was born and raised in New York. I lived in Manhattan and in the Bronx. My mother's name was Bertha Spitzer Vamos, and my father's name was Julius Vamos. My father liked the violin and tried to play some gypsy music. He would take me to concerts in the Hungarian section of New York. He gave me the violin to learn after my older brother rejected it. He saw to it that I practiced every day and came to my lessons. It was rather strict. When I finished practicing 4 hours, he would tell me I had to practice 2 more hours. I would say, "But I already did my 4 hours." And he would respond, "You call those last 2 hours practicing?" He searched always to find me the best teachers. I started studying the violin when I was about 10 and was playing Lalo Symphony Espanol pretty well when I was around 12. It was not hard for me at the beginning.
Where did you attend college and graduate school, and what jobs did you have along the way?
After graduating music and art high school, I had to earn a living, as my father died when I was 14. played in the Houston and Denver Symphonies. I went to Miami University in Coral Gables for a very short time and then joined the Army Band. After I finished my term in the band, a friend urged me to go to Juilliard. He called Oscar Shumsky and handed the phone to me. I asked him for an audition and he accepted me as a student. After getting my bachelor's degree at Juilliard, I got my master's degree there with Mr. Shumsky. Then I joined the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra. The work was monotonous, and I wanted to vary it, so I went to Columbia Teachers College while I worked there and got a master's degree in education so I could teach part-time in the public schools. Later, when my wife taught at Ohio State, I did coursework for a PhD in musicology, but decided I preferred to perform rather than write a book. So I went back to Juilliard and studied with William Linzer and got my doctorate in music performance at Juilliard. Since I was already 40, the dean of admissions was not agreeable to let me enroll. But Dorothy DeLay, whom I never studied with, generously took it on her own to fight for me. I'm very indebted to her, as she was very supportive of my wife and myself, even though we never studied with her. We did end up sending her some very talented students. In my opinion, she was a very nice person.
How long have you been married?
Roland and I will celebrate our 60th wedding anniversary, January 31st, 2020. We were married in Newark, New Jersey. Seems like yesterday. We are both enjoying life and teaching and still laughing a lot.
I met my wife at a Chinese restaurant when we both gathered there with a group of students. My wife's fortune cookie, which she read out loud, said her fate was waiting outside the door. I jumped to be out the door before her. Ta-ta, I said, I am your fate. So we had to get married. We take fortune cookies seriously ever since.
How long have you been teaching together?
We have been team teaching since we were married. Our first effort was with my nephew. I would get frustrated with him, and then Roland would come in and take over. He was always so gentle and kind. I am usually gentle and kind. Sometimes I show a little exasperation, but Roland never shows any frustration with his students. He is a little like Suzuki that way. At the beginning of our team teaching, I would teach repertoire and Roland would take the students through a technical regime. Then after I exhausted my musical knowledge, I would send the student to do repertoire with him, so we covered everything that we could.
As my wife has said, I started teaching privately, interceding when she taught her nephew. He is a very successful doctor at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. I call him my biggest success. My first major teaching career was at Antioch College in 1964. And then I taught at Eastern Kentucky University. And then I became the viola teacher and conductor at Western Illinois University for 14 years. We raised our children in Macomb, Illinois, and those were some of our best years. I developed an amazing university orchestra considering that we were in an isolated community. I did this with the help of an excellent faculty, including members of the Camerata Woodwind Quintet and Tanya Carey, the cello teacher who taught my son Brandon and Eric, Kim. Both professors at Indiana University, and with the help of my wife, we had an amazing pool of talent at this unknown music school, and I consider it a highlight of my teaching career. After we left Macomb, my wife and I taught at Minnesota University and then at Oberlin for 14 years. Oberlin is a fantastic school, and we had an amazing class of students. When we were offered the job at Northwestern University, We took it because two of our children lived in Chicago, and we also traveled weekly to Chicago to teach at the Music Institute. We have been teaching there for 40 years. We left Northwestern to teach at Roosevelt University. This is a marvelous school in downtown Chicago. It's a school that is building and growing every year. We got an apartment downtown and commute between our condo in Evanston, where my wife and I teach 3.5 days a week, and downtown 3.5 days a week. That does add up to 7 days.
What chamber music groups have you played in as a team and separately?
I played in chamber music groups with my husband. Our first serious group was the Antioch Quartet, where my husband taught at Antioch College. We played in the Columbus Symphony String Quartet. I was the violinist in the Lydian String Trio for 14 years. I have played chamber music with many different groups, but those were the most long-standing groups. Others were single concerts. I play with members of the faculty at Roosevelt University and enjoy that very much.
I was a member of the Morningside Trio, the Contemporary String Quartet, the Antioch Quartet, the Columbus Symphony Quartet, the Lydian Trio, the Alameda Trio, and I played in chamber groups with faculty and other musicians. I love chamber music and have coached it for years.
Roland, have you conducted the student orchestra at the universities you have taught?
I conducted at the University of Eastern Kentucky and Western Illinois. I did a few operas at Minnesota University. I conducted the American Chamber Orchestra at the Music Institute of Chicago for about 30 years. I also did some guest conducting in Europe and China.
Do you work with your students on the orchestral literature?
I do work with students and on orchestral literature. When they are auditioning for orchestras, I work with them on excerpts. Then I encourage them to play the orchestra for orchestra members.
Do you work with your students on the orchestral literature?
I do work with students on orchestral literature. When they are auditioning for orchestras, I work with them on the excerpts. Then I encourage them to play for orchestra members, especially if they will audition for a certain orchestra. Every orchestra is looking for something a little different. Some are looking for perfection, others for the passion and perfection. I think nowadays there are so many fine players that you have to be a perfectionist to succeed.
What honors and awards have you received for teaching?
My husband and I received 7 presidential awards for expertise in teaching. We received the American String Teachers Association Award, Ohio String Teachers Association Award, the Richard Colburn Award for Teaching Excellence, and the Ars Viva Award.
My wife and I have received a number of honors and awards. They are fun to get, but the best honor is the personal award when one of our students is awarded and honored.
Roland, what is your philosophy in life?
My philosophy on life is to follow your instincts both in general living and in music. I first think about how I feel when playing, and then I think of a musicological reason why it is correct. If I cannot reason it out, then I trust that I must work on my instincts. Intelligence and instinct are necessary in order to be a real musician. I believe I can help students find their instincts. I encourage them to feel and then to try to understand where the composer is coming from. What hints are given by the composer, and how do you respond? We cannot play by instinct alone. The great composers had great instincts, and we should be honest as possible. How we interpret their instincts can be very varied. Music is a wonderful, challenging art. There are not always a right and wrong, but we all hear things differently. We often change our musical concepts as we mature, for better or worse. Anything you want to do that is challenging will increase your abilities. If you stop using your brain, you will not develop it. That is why my mother-in-law attended college at the age of 80. She said, "I exercise my body. I must exercise my brain." She was a great student, the teacher's pet.
Almeida, what is your approach for teaching?
I would say my approach to teaching is to try to figure out everything I can to make the student improve. It could be posture, technical relaxation, musical performance practice. I don't start out with a set idea, but bounce off of what I feel the student needs at the moment. I try to incorporate encouragement even when I am critical and tough. Because I am very detailed, my students tell me they have to concentrate during their lessons more than at any other time. I don't let up. Of course, sometimes I do if I sense the student is getting very frustrated. I'm working on that even now, trying to second guess how the student is feeling at the moment. I love the fact that teaching, like performing, is an ever-learning process. You cannot perfect it. You can only keep improving. It is a challenge, and that is what makes it continuously interesting. When I do lose the desire to get better, I will quit. May that never happen.
Thank you, Almeida and Roland, for being our radio show's 2019 Teachers Lifetime Achievement Award winners, and for inspiring, motivating, and encouraging over five generations of students to have successful futures as excellent performers, teachers, and thinkers.